Emrik Fotsing had reportedly regained consciousness before leaving the soccer field in an ambulance during this weekend's matchup between his Vancouver FC Eagles and hosts with Forge FC. The 17-year-old midfielder, who joined the Eagles last fall, suffered a head collision in the second half of the Saturday game at Hamilton Stadium in Ontario. Head coach Afshin Goadby described Fotsing as a phenomenal player and person who has the support of all his team. The boys stepped up and they came back into the game, and to come back after that injury the way they did, I'm really proud of their effort, their performance, and even the quality, Goadby said following the game. His teammates returned to the pitch saying, "Let's do it for Emrik," coach said. They found inspiration in a moment of desperation and sadness, and I am really proud with how they reacted. As for Fotsing's condition, Goadby promised an update as soon as it was available. "Hopefully it's not serious. Hopefully he'll be back soon," he said, noting the team has had several players down throughout the season with injuries. Despite efforts to rally and come back, Vancouver FC Eagles ultimately fell 2-1 to Forge FC this weekend. The Langley-based professional soccer team traveled to Hamilton, Ontario, facing the daunting task of toppling Forge FC on its home turf. Despite holding a proud and rare distinction, being the only Canadian Premier League Corporal side to remain unbeaten at Hamilton Stadium, the Eagles couldn't maintain that record, falling short in a challenging road clash, Goadby noted. The match began with intensity from both sides. Vancouver looked dangerous early, with Vasco Fry making his presence felt in midfield and testing Forge's defense with a well-placed effort that rattled the post. But it was Forge who found the breakthrough. A moment of misfortune saw Vancouver defender Matteo Campana accidentally steer the ball into his own net, handing the hosts the lead. Before the half was out, Forge doubled its advantage through Maxime Filion, who scored his first professional goal. After the break, the Eagles came out with renewed energy and urgency, Goadby noted. Their persistence paid off when Fry delivered a precise, low-driven strike from distance to bring Vancouver back within one. "It was a deserved goal for the midfielder, who had been a standout throughout the match," said the coach. Despite a spirited late push, Vancouver couldn't complete the comeback and left Hamilton empty-handed. Still, the second-half performance offered positives as the team looks ahead to one of the most important matches of its season. On Tuesday, July 8, Vancouver FC returns to action against Cavalry FC in the second leg of the 2025 TELUS Canadian Championship quarterfinals. That game is being played in Calgary. A victory would send the Eagles to their first-ever semi-final appearance in the competition, an historic opportunity. Meanwhile, that game is followed by another matchup with Cavalry on Sunday, July 13, on home pitch at Willoughby Community Park, next to LEC, this time for a Corporal regular season game.